What is the purpose of this endeavor? Are we simply dissecting the Urantia book word by word to extract its moral and philosophical insights? Yes, that's precisely what we intend to do. But the bigger question is, how and where should we start? The most logical approach is to begin at its foundation, the opening. Starting at the beginning allows us to root ourselves in the Urantia book's narrative framework, principles, and objectives. By analyzing its initial themes and definitions, we can unravel the core structure of its vision and understand how it builds its expansive perspective on the universe. This starting point also offers the opportunity to introduce the Conscious Codex as a comparative framework, exploring how its principles align with or diverge from those of the Urantia book. Why take this approach? The goal isn't solely to critique the Urantia book, it's also to critically evaluate my own work. The comparison is intentional. The Urantia book is an extraordinary text, remarkable for its narrative precision, intellectual depth, and spiritual ambition. Its eloquence and mastery of language elevate it to a category of literature that demands respect. The way it presents universal truths and holistic perspectives sets a high standard, one that any work aspiring to a similar scope and depth must acknowledge. As I develop the Conscious Codex, my aspiration is to craft something that resonates with the same intellectual and spiritual rigor. If my work can reflect even a fraction of the mastery found in the Urantia book, it will be a significant achievement. This isn't about competition, it's about harmony, a shared exploration of universal truths framed through different lenses. By engaging these two works in dialogue, my goal is to refine my understanding and invite readers to examine not only these texts, but also the broader truths they aim to illuminate. In this way, the journey to analyze the Urantia book becomes a mirror of my own creative process. It's a path that challenges me to strive for greater clarity, depth, and purpose. This comparative approach enriches both frameworks, deepens the conversations they inspire, and serves as a platform for collective exploration. Building a unified timeline, Urantia, history, and science, to bridge the gap between the Urantia book's revelations, establish historical records, and modern scientific discoveries, it may be necessary to construct a cohesive timeline. This timeline would examine how the book's claims align or diverge from our evolving understanding of history and science. By connecting key moments in human development, major scientific breakthroughs, and the philosophical teachings of the Urantia book, such a synthesis could reveal common threads. This effort would not aim to prove or disprove the book outright, but rather to create a framework for meaningful dialogue. How does its account of life's origins align with evolutionary science? Where do its philosophical insights intersect with or challenge modern ethical thought? How does it reinterpret the historical life of Jesus? The task is monumental, but holds the promise of offering fresh perspectives on the relationship between religion, science, and history. Such a synthesis could inspire renewed interest in more of the Urantia book and ensure its relevance as a thought-provoking contribution to humanity's ongoing pursuit of truth.